vacuum the floor and you get the prep ready for dinner and you pick the kid up from the bus and you cook the dinner and you wash the dishes. There's a lot of work. Or maybe you are in the workaday world with another job and you have to get yourself up in the morning and chuck down some breakfast and jump in the car and fight the traffic and get to work and either go out to the job site where who knows what, maybe we're short-staffed, we're going to be busy again today working hard, or maybe you're in the office and you have to go to that 10 o'clock meeting, which is the meeting that prepares us for the meeting we're going to have for the big meeting. And then you're finished with work and you jump in the car and you fight the traffic and you get home and you eat there and you crash. Or maybe if you're fortunate like me, you finally get to retire. Then it gets worse. You wonder how you had time to work when you used to work. Work is never condemned in the scriptures. Work is celebrated. Hard work is a good thing. A fair and honest wage, and even a generous wage, is a part of scripture. Paul told the Thessalonians that those who do not work should not eat. So work is important. So why, in today's gospel, do you suppose that Jesus is condemning Martha? Here's Martha getting ready for a dinner party with Jesus. She knows he's coming. She prepares the place. She starts fussing over whatever she has to do. And Mary is encouraged to just stay at his feet and listen to him. And Martha is condemned because she worries about many things and she's rushing around and still in the midst of work while Jesus is there. So what is it she's done wrong? The work itself? No, work is not condemned. But when Jesus is there, work has to stop. And I think that's an important message in today's gospel reading. Because all of us, in whatever work we do, school or home or business, we have our routine and we have the things we have to do and our days are busy in a certain set way. But Jesus will come to us and we have to minister to him and stop work. When does Jesus come to us at work? He comes to those who are troubled, will come to us and seek our help. If we're busy in a day at the office and someone sees us at lunch distraught because of a problem at home or an illness or something like that, we can't say, "I'm sorry, but I got to go to the meeting about the meeting for the meeting." We have to recognize that this is Jesus here and now in this person who is struggling. And we have to miss the meeting and be late for the next thing because we had to take care of their needs as they present themselves to us at work. Or if we're at home and a next door neighbor calls because of an illness in the family, or my husband left, or God forbid someone passed away, we can't tell that person, "Sorry, I'm watching The Price is Right." We have to stop the work that we're doing and minister to Jesus in the person of that troubled soul. Or if we're any place else and we recognize that we have a family member, let's say, or someone who's close, who lives in a faraway state, and we have a chance to go and help them through their illness or their struggle or their problem, and we say, "Nope, we can't use our vacation time for that because I'm going to Branson this year." No. That is Jesus calling us. That is Jesus seeking our help. And when we stop and get out of our routine, then we will know the better part that Mary knew. Because that's how Jesus will present himself to us. Is he present in the body of Christ? Of course. Is he present in the bread consecrated on the Eucharistic table? Of course. But Jesus is concretely present in the suffering and the struggling. And it's up to us to recognize that that's him and to change and stop what we're doing and give compassion and help and accompaniment and encouragement to those of the body of Christ who are struggling or suffering. That is how we serve him better. And our reward for that is a true joy, a sense of satisfaction, a warmth of heart and soul that we would not know if we skipped taking care of them and went to the meeting of the meeting of the meeting. So it's up to us to recognize that when our routine is disrupted, when someone throws a wrench in the plans for our day, that that's Jesus calling. That's Jesus asking our help. That's Jesus seeking our consolation, putting us in that place because we're the only ones that could do it. That's why they called. That's why they came to us, because they know that Christ is in us. And we have to serve them by serving the Lord. And then, through that process, we will know what it feels like to have the better part.